Okay, so at my company, it's all about table-based design. If you can't do it with a table, you can't do it in their mind. How do you convince them that they are going about these things the wrong way? When they want to make a site-wide change to 200 to 500 pages or whatever it might be, they've got to go in, and they actually do this, they actually go in to every single page and go inside the HTML and change whatever it is they might want to change. If they want to change the text color of a heading, they will actually pay people to go through hundreds of pages all day for weeks and change a single color code. And after explaining to them the advantages of separating their content from their presentation, they still just aren't buying into it. It's really holding us back, and especially now, I think the time is it's really time to start looking at other methods of how to cut costs, how to increase efficiency. It's part of the 2009 corporate objectives to start calling out these procedures and these old processes and finding out if they're really necessary, how do we improve upon them? And I think that this is pretty much number one in as far as I'm concerned. From a communication standpoint, there is serious there's several roadblocks in place for us to communicate effectively. The design of our sites suffers horribly at the hands of an antiquated portal system, a pseudo CMS at best, that makes use of multiple static HTML files that all have to be changed and duplicated throughout multiple locations to get the information spread across our various communication channels. There's just an endless amount of stubbornness and hard-headedness and ignorance to the idea of content management solutions that, come after 2001. So how do I express the advantages of adopting even an open source solution to many of the problems that we face while also trying to express the advantages of web standards and CSS and XHTML based design?